Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Superintendent Art Sadoff about safety mitigation for COVID-19 in Indianola schools. Safety in schools has been a big topic of discussion, obviously, at school board meetings and in the administration. So talk about the return to learn plan and working to keep students safe while they're still going to school on a day-to-day basis, at least for those in-person learning students.
Well, yeah, happy to do that. It's really been an ongoing thing. If you go all the way back to last spring, when we began planning what a return to learn would look like, and we continue to call it return to learn, even though we're back in school, just because there's those three different tracks that take continual conversation and planning, and that is what to do if you're serving students remotely, which we're doing voluntarily, of course, with those who want to do that. How we can function within our hybrid model, which we've been doing since the start of school, and then how can we potentially get back face-to-face full-time. So it's really kind of an interesting exercise to be living one scenario and then planning for the other two that are at the opposite end of the spectrum. And, you know, it's not easy to do just because of all the demands that families are under, as well as what we're asking of our staff. They're working extremely hard and trying to do as well as they can in an uncertain time. And then just following, you know, what happens with changes in guidance or mandates from the state level with regard to activities and other things, and also what's happening with the virus, you know, as it's been extremely active, you know, in the state and in the county. Those numbers are very high, and yet at school we're having pretty good success with mitigation. We currently have 6 positive tests with staff members and 12 with students, and the numbers of quarantine staff members and students are higher, but a lot of that is due to community spread and situations like parents coming home positive from work and their kids having to stay home. So it's pretty tough to get our arms around all that, and throughout it all, we just continue to try to serve kids as well as we can.
Well, and if there's no answer to this, excuse my open-ended question, but have you received any data from the state on that with numbers spiking? That 15% kind of metric is over in Warren County, but it seems like the schools are doing a good job keeping students in as much as possible. I guess, is there some sort of connection there that the schools are doing correctly, or is it just we're still kind of figuring this out?
Well, that's a good question, and we are seeing the county positivity rate trend back lower again. I think it's just a little over 16% now. It had been up over 18%. I think you're seeing at the state level the same kind of thing you're seeing at the community level in terms of the amount of spread. You know, if you would look at, you know, that state map with what the county rates are, practically everybody's over that 15% threshold that was set when very few counties were by the state. So the virus is out there, it's active, and yet I think school is a relatively safe place for kids to be. Now, I think those people who are choosing remote learning and who are pretty much staying at home and only going out when necessary and exercising every possible precaution, okay, there may be a lower chance that they would be exposed to the virus than if kids were in school. But for other people who are out in the community, I think school's about as safe a place to be as possible because of the mitigation efforts, the masking, the cleaning that we're doing, the attention we're trying to give to physical distancing when possible. So it's really kind of tough. You know, I think everybody's eagerly anticipating vaccinations and kind of the next steps with the virus in terms of what happens in the state and in the nation. And meanwhile, each locality is just making their best decision they can about how to educate their students.
Well, and as we've talked, there is a plan to bring students back full for in-person education, or at least those virtual students would be kind of learning along, zoomed into the classroom rather than kind of that hybrid situation you've talked about. Has there been any progress on that plan?
Well, that's one possible scenario. You know, that actually probably is not what we would try to do at the elementary level. We are conscious of screen time for students and what's recommended And I don't think it's a great model to just have kids sitting in front of a computer all day and call that their education. And there are some technology hurdles in terms of, you know, really getting that right, having the sound right, and being able to engage those students. And then there's some, you know, some training things too for staff. Some are doing a great job of that already, or are doing some synchronous remote learning and inviting kids in. Others are learning how to do that. So that's one possible piece of the puzzle. That's definitely not an overall solution for everyone. We are in the process of hiring remote instructors for the elementary, and you know, those remote students would be served by remote instructors and not zooming into the classroom, and there would be a little bit different schedule for them than there is for a kid who's just coming to school all day. The middle school and high school level, it's still kind of an open question. Those levels, there could be more synchronous instruction, the Zooming that we're talking about. I think we're still trying to figure out the best way to support our teachers if we do come back all day, every day. And that's something we have to figure out and we're working on, and continue to gather some input from our staff, too.
Thanks to Art Sadoff for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.